Today at Gwadinam is May 10th. Greetings, everyone. Our cyberspace ashram is open again for the next 4 days, and then another retreat on our Vedic calendar. We have two questions, actually three questions, and they're about psychic powers and psychic abilities and the demonstration of them. Yogis or gurus do have psychic ability. They are tools of the trade. They don't demonstrate them. They use them in doing what they do. I understand $1 million is offered for anyone who can demonstrate psychic ability. And why isn't anyone picking up that big check? Well, that's the first I heard about it. And they just probably don't know that it's available. We'll pass the word around and see if somebody can demonstrate a psychic ability or power that is convincing enough to pick up a big check from a brokerage trust account, Goldman and SACHS brokerage trust account, offering $1 million to anyone who can demonstrate any psychic ability whatsoever. www.randi.org. Check it out on the internet. You might be the winner. It is traditional in Hinduism that these abilities be passed up as one goes along the spiritual path, to not be demonstrated. They're not a source of ego aggrandizement or building up the external ego. They're tools of the trade. Every CEO of any big corporation has various tools and abilities that keeps him on top of doing what he's doing. And in every religion, people have experienced many psychic abilities. Catholic Church is noted for it. That's what makes a saint, having three miracles. We're very happy to be back with you and to know that you are there, knowing that we are here. We're getting in some very, very nice compliments about our talking on the internet and what it means to people. We hope you will continue sending in your questions, and we hope we can continue answering them for you in a way that's pleasing to you. And if we answer a question and it's not a complete answer, please ask the question again, and we'll elaborate.